Hello, and welcome to this installment of Podcast Tips. I'm Brandon Bowman with today's tip on how to produce better audio content for the internet. Today, our topic is using your radio voice. When your voice is the only part of you that reaches an audience, it needs to work a little harder to get your message across clearly. If you talk to the microphone the way you normally talk to someone in the hallway or on the street, for people, it will sound flat, lifeless, and bored at the other end. The problem is that in face-to-face conversation, or even on video for that matter, humans naturally amplify people's words with their facial expressions and body language. Take away those visual clues and it becomes a lot more difficult to hear when someone is trying to, for instance, emphasize a point or even make a little joke. The way you compensate for that lack of visual amplification is to speak in a more dynamic, animated, almost theatrical style. This is what we call your radio voice. Exaggerate some of your words. Dramatically vary the high and low pitch of your voice through the course of a sentence. You're going for a wider range of inflection than you use in regular conversation. You should also make good use of the pause. A slightly longer, quiet moment tends to make listeners listen a bit more closely for what comes next. See what I mean? Anyone who has ever been to the theater or the opera knows how performers on stage exaggerate their movements and accentuate their faces with tons of makeup to help communicate with the audience sitting far away. Think of your radio voice like that, a slight theatrical exaggeration that helps to make up for the distance between you and your listeners. It might sound a little corny or contrived when you are listening to yourself, but as long as you don't overdo it, your radio voice will come across to your listeners as sounding normal, human, and much more interesting than your regular conversational voice. That's our podcast tip for today. Use your radio voice. Podcast Tips is a production of the Western Kentucky University School of Journalism and Broadcasting. This is Brandon Bowman thanking you for joining us. We'll be listening to you.